It's Monday, January 24th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Let's start with today's COVID-19 stats, and we will focus on hospitals. There are 4,572 patients in LA County hospitals classified as COVID-19 positive. In Orange County, it's 1,162. San Bernardino County, 1,182. Riverside County, 1,060 COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals. All those numbers are down slightly from a few days ago, and so are the test positivity rates in all four counties, although they're still high, from LA County's 16.5% all the way up to Riverside County's 30.3%. Now, with so many people catching the highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19, maybe you're thinking to just get infected on purpose and get it over with. Well, Dr. Peter Chin Hong says that's a bad idea. He's an infectious disease specialist at UC San Francisco, and he says COVID-19 is killing an average of about 2,000 people a day across the country.
You don't know what side of the coronavirus roulette you're going to be on. Nevertheless, we don't know what kind of chronic symptoms some people may have. The other part has to do with protecting your family, loved ones, and community. If you live with immunocompromised or older folks, even though you may not get symptoms, they might.
Besides, says Dr. Peter Chin Hong, each new COVID-19 infection gives the virus another chance to mutate, maybe into a new variant, more infectious and more dangerous than Omicron or Delta. Dr. Peter Chin Hong at UC San Francisco is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. And if you want to know how nasty COVID-19 can be, well, Azusa Mayor Robert Gonzalez can tell you. He's one of the millions of COVID-19 long haulers in the U.S. KPCC's Julia Paskin has the mayor's cautionary pandemic tale.
In late 2020, before vaccines were available, COVID attacked Gonzalez's lungs. To save his life, he was put in a coma and placed on a ventilator. It worked, and Gonzalez was sent home. But there were complications, and he had to go back onto a ventilator soon after. Gonzalez says it was the second intubation that destroyed his larynx.
You know, I never had a singing voice, but if you haven't heard me before 2020, you can tell my voice is different.
That's also due in part to the fact that Gonzalez now only has 50% lung capacity and other respiratory issues. He suffers joint pain and says just getting ready for work in the morning is a chore.
Now every movement that I make is orchestrated and predetermined to make sure that I don't overexert.
Gonzalez has to be extra careful to not get COVID again since his lungs are already compromised. That's challenging given his job. But Gonzalez says he's grateful to be alive and hopes sharing his experience as a COVID long hauler will inspire people to get vaccinated and wear a mask. I'm Julia Paskin.
Now to schools and vaccinations and an effort by state senator and pediatrician Richard Pan to add the COVID-19 vaccine to California's list of required vaccinations for students in kindergarten, elementary, or high school. The Sacramento Democrat says recent court rulings mean vaccine requirements handed down by executive action might not stand up to legal challenges. But, says Senator Pan,
the judges have certainly made it clear legislators have the authority to pass laws to make our communities safe, including increasing vaccination rates to keep schools open and safe. And therefore, legislatures need to act.
Senator Pan's SB 277 would close the loophole that allows California parents to cite personal beliefs as a reason to keep their children unvaccinated. A federal judge has ordered LA County and the city of LA into a mandatory settlement conference with the group that's suing both over their policies on homelessness. U.S. District Court Judge David Carter wants attorneys for the city and county to meet on February 15th with homeless advocates and downtown LA business interests who make up the LA Alliance. They sued both local governments 2 years ago, accusing them of doing little to find shelter or housing for the thousands of Angelenos who camp on sidewalks or along freeways near Skid Row. LA Alliance attorney Elizabeth Mitchell says a record number of unhoused people died in LA County last year.
When people are dying on the streets, you no longer get to say that this is just a policy issue and we'll take care of it, because they haven't, and it's gotten to that point of violations of rights of both the unhoused and the housed.
An attorney for the city of L.A. says if those who are suing don't like how it handles the homelessness crisis, they can run for office. An attorney for L.A. County says the lawsuit talks about the lack of shelter on Skid Row. He says that's in L.A., so it's the city's problem. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.